can always tweet us at 99.3 ESPN Radio. We might even tweet you back. This is Schiemann and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Schiemann and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Our three-year anniversary show on this Friday, getting some shout-outs from some people. Punta Gorda Cliff from Minnesota says congratulations on the three-year Annie. Best program on radio. The Bus says happy anniversary, guys, as well. Several others keep coming in. Yeah, our phones aren't working, but our text line is at 239-337-ESPN. So feel free to shoot us a text throughout the day. So anyway, I mentioned, you were talking about the SEC. Of course, they're going to come back June 8th. I think you mentioned earlier, the Big Ten's not going to make any formal announcement. They're going to let the schools just kind of decide when to come back in mid-June or whatever. But schools are coming back. Student athletes come back. Football players are coming back. Nick Saban did a PSA to help people wear masks and do social distancing. It's somewhat humorous if you follow Nick Saban. I don't know how – we're going to play the audio here, Rick. It's him in his office, and, of course, their mascot, Big Al, the elephant, comes rolling in. He's not wearing a mask. He's getting too close. I'll let you hear it. Here's Nick Saban and his PSA on the coronavirus era.
Hey, Big Al, you need to be staying 6 feet away from me. And haven't I told you you have to wear a mask when you're in this building?
I mean, come on, Big Al. We're supposed to be practicing social distancing, which means we have to be 6 feet away from each other. Don't worry, Big Al. We've all been there before, buddy. Let's go get you a mask.
All of us want to make sure we play football this fall. And to make that happen, we must be sure we stay at home if we have symptoms, wash your hands often, follow all social distancing guidelines, and please wear a mask anytime you're around other people.
There you go. Do it. Nick Saban. Well, the real bottom line is this is so that we can play football, right?
Yeah, that wasn't a serious thing. With that was
No. It was funny. It was quite humorous. But
No,
it wasn't laugh out loud humor. It was cute humorous. Yeah. Let me put it that way if you watched it. We're getting more text, Pete. Tiz, happy birthday, gents. Your gift is working with Rick today. Awesome rejoins. Gator Nation, congrats on you three guys when you anyway, thank you for being here for the last 3 years. My man Otis is good to hear Rick Church playing the tunes. Rugby guy says Feliz Aniversario. My Spanish is horrible. Thank you.
Aniversario.
Let's see here. Did I say Punta Gorda Cliff from Minnesota? Congrats. Best show on radio. I think I did read that one. All right, thank you. PB&J also with the shout out. Thank you very much.
And there's some more good news. Well, this is an interesting. I don't know if you heard Dr. Fauci today. Interesting stuff from him. Stay-at-home orders intended to curb the spread of coronavirus could end up causing irreparable damage if imposed for too long. This is Dr. Anthony Fauci. Quote, I don't want people to think that any of us feel that staying locked down for a prolonged period of time is the way to go. He said the U.S. Had to institute severe measures, obviously, because of COVID-19. He said, but now is the time, depending upon where you are and what your situation is, to begin to seriously look at reopening the economy, reopening the country, and to try to get back to some degree of normal. But he did caution states against reducing social distancing measures too quickly, adding they must take very significant precautions in general. I think most of the country is doing it in a prudent way. There are obviously some situations where people might be jumping over that. I'll just say, please proceed with caution if you're doing that. Again, I praise Governor DeSantis today because kids' camps are going to be open and some leagues are going to be open, too, at least in the state of Florida.
He went off on the media yesterday with Mike Pence standing by his side. It was good to see because we're all for opening this thing up. I'm pleasantly surprised to hear Fauci's statement. Usually he's been, every time we think there's momentum and we're moving forward and get back to normal, he seems to be the doom and gloom and the caution, holding up the hand, guys, going, wait. We got a long ways to go. So I'm glad. Maybe somebody got to him, and he's. I don't know. But anyway, I'm glad to hear it. That's good news. And, you know, a lot of more people are starting to talk about the negative effects of doing what we're doing and shutting everything down. Kevin Love being one of them, by the way, who, as we know, with the Cleveland Cavaliers, suffers from mental health struggles himself. He's out there doing PSAs and talking about the mental effects of COVID-19 on being locked up or suffering through the loss of loved ones or suffering through the loss of jobs or economic situations. And, you know, I'm glad to hear more and more people talk about that side of this whole operation.
Well, yeah, and I think it's a great point. I think a lot of ADs have brought it up as well in college about, you know, there's a lot of counselors that, are, you know, are standing by or hoping to assist people. The ADs have said their top priority, obviously, the COVID, but the mental health of all their student athletes, the mentality when they, you know, come back to school, come back to their teams.
Yeah, yeah.
What's that going to be like? Also, just quick, there's other thing going on today in Miami. These are the times right now where fans can drive up to the Don Shula statue at Hard Rock Stadium. They're having like a little, if you want to pay tribute to Coach.
The memorial.
They ask that you don't bring anything, but you can drive up to Hard Rock Stadium right now, from right now until 7 o'clock, and tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Are people bringing that? Is it turning into a Kobe shrine? Like,
I don't
Staples?
Know. I don't know. They're just asking that you not bring items.
Hmm. Yeah. Yep. Well, yeah. That's good.
Yep.
People probably want to take a picture in front of the statue and all that kind of stuff. Speaking of football, Jason Light, the GM of the Buccaneers, did an interview yesterday, and I think it was with Scott Van Pelt, and he was talking about both Tom Brady and Bruce Arians and what a match they are. Because I think the line of questioning started off, well, you got a guy like Brady is expecting to win now. This is a young team with zero playoff experience. They're going to push them too hard, too fast. Anyway, it allowed for the answer for Jason Light to come back and say, well, no, I think this is a perfect situation because both Tom Brady and then more specifically, he's talking about Bruce Arians. Bruce Arians isn't going to be here 5, 10, 15 years from now, and neither is Tom Brady. And, you know, they want to win today. There's no, like, window to go and try for it. They want to win now. And he says it's a perfect scenario to carry along the teammates along with them and then get this thing going.
It's like Apollo Creed to Rocky in Rocky III. Remember on the beach, and Rocky's like, tomorrow. Remember, he couldn't beat tomorrow. We'll try again tomorrow. There is no tomorrow. There is no tomorrow.
That reminds me, because that movie came up a couple times in our villains in sports movie list. Today, in an hour, we're going to do the Hollywood and Hoops, the best and worst ballers on the big screen. We'll do that. Thank you for that little reminder.
Cool. More college football stuff here. Yeah. The 2020 Big Ten Football Media Day and Kickoff Luncheon is scheduled to take place July 22nd and 23rd. Will not be held as scheduled in order to ensure the health, safety, and wellness of the student-athletes and coaches, this is Big Ten Football statement. Administrators, fans, partners, and media. So, the SEC and ACC are the only conferences left who have not canceled media days yet or moved to virtual access. That's the way it is right now.
Wow. Well, all right.
And that's fine. They want to cancel July. I understand in person, but they'll probably do some sort of a virtual.
Yeah, I would think so.
Type thing.
Oh, speaking of football, I was thinking of the SEC a moment ago. 800 former Kentucky cheerleading alum have written on social media, and they are supporting the fired coaches. They got fired for all that culture of hazing and public nudity and that whole thing. So 800, that's a lot of alumni that say, hey, there's no big deal here. Ain't nothing going on when there was. But, again, there's got to be phone video of some of these tossing people in the lakes and half nudity and drinking and hazing and all that. It's got to be on video somewhere.
At some point, TMZ Sports will pay somebody, then it'll be leaked out. Absolutely. But, you know, but what are we going to see?
No. I don't know.
Half-naked girls swinging like a Mountain Dew commercial that's NC-17. I mean, really, that's exactly what it is. Nobody got hurt, thank goodness. That's what you worry about. Forget the nudity and the drinking and all that stuff. Well, the drinking can lead to getting hurt. It's just, you know, you don't want to see somebody break their neck and throw it off a dock or something, or swinging off a rope and, you know, you hit shallow water and that happened.
Yeah.
But the rest of it, there was no, you know, it'd be one thing if there were charges of assault or sexual assault or anything of that ilk. Nothing of that ilk was filed. Nothing was, no charge or anything like that was filed. No complaints.
Yep. A couple of texts here of your interest, Pete. Tito's Andy has checked in. He says he can watch Happy Days at 6:30 every night on MeTV.
Really?
We were talking about Happy Days
last
hour.
We get MeTV, yeah.
Yeah. And then Junebug with an interesting question. I didn't get a chance to follow this up because we may or may not have been on the air at the time.
Check that out.
Did Pete get a chance to eat the ribs again?
No.
Well, here's the deal. Art, the Bills fan, dropped by the pastrami ribs.
And, that's me speaking to my Xfinity.
And came by yesterday with them, and they were incredible. And I told Pete, I started off my day here celebrating our third anniversary together by having breakfast of having pastrami ribs. Maybe the best tasting thing I've ever put in my mouth in my entire life. I'm not exaggerating. It was fantastic.
It's ridiculous.
So you weren't here. So and he brought
no,
big
he brought that up. Yeah, I'm not there.
Brought big aluminum tins, each of them with just a huge slab of ribs in each of them. For and our names were on all of them. There was a Craig Sheba one. And a
so who ate
one.
Mine?
Well, that's what I want to know because here, I took mine home. Chris was eating his on the air.
I would have come tomorrow, seriously, and picked. If you put them in the fridge, I think I may have come to. I could have come last night and gotten them, taken them out of the fridge. I think I could have at least been allowed to do that.
Well, we have a major Scooby-Doo like mystery on our hands when
course.
Chris comes back on Tuesday because I think he hauled off and went home with your ribs.
Guaranteed. Probably eating them right now. And Giuseppe, you know, and with his family sharing.
Yeah. Well, I thought, and I had a little voice in the back of my head as I was going out the door, maybe I should ask Chris what he's going to do with those. And then, I left. But, I think you totally got jammed on this deal.
Okay, who's the one who texts in about, was it Junebug?
About what?
About the show, about Happy Days. All right, Happy Days tonight at 6:30, on MeTV is the Flintstones.
Oh, that was Tito Sandy. That texted in.
Fred goes there. So I will, let's see, 6:30 on Sunday is Three Stooges at that time. Let's see, Monday is the Love Boat.
Not bad. Not
Gilligan's
bad.
Island, Gilligan's Island, a bunch of Gilligan's Islands before that and the Love Boat. So I still don't see Happy Days. Let's go to Tuesday. The Flintstones and the Flintstones at 6:30.
So you're telling me he's wrong.
I don't see Happy Days anywhere. Now, I know they rotate certain shows. I mean, it's like Bonanza and The Rifleman and Wagon Train, all shows I never watched and care for those Western nonsense. But 6:30, Flintstone, a lot of mashes after Andy Griffith's show. Actually, they got, I forgot about this. Remember the Gomer Pyle show?
Yeah.
There was a spinoff. They had right. that. That's actually on MeTV. But so far, 6:30, just seeing Flintstones. I see no, Matt. I see no, nothing next week anyway about Happy Days. Ah. It's very frustrating.
We've got Pipe Smoker with a message to you. Mr. Pete, on Sunday, I'll have my wood-fired pizza truck at a brew house right down the road from where you live in.
I know the place.
In lieu of the fantastic ribs that you missed out on, I will gladly give you two or three pizzas for your anniversary to try and make up for it. Pipe Smoker checking in. Thank you.
On the way back from the beach, we might stop there. You don't have to give them to me. I'll happily pay for them.
Yeah.
But that's nice. Yeah, we will be coming back that way from the beach or, you know, at a certain point, late afternoon, mid-afternoon.
Oh, Tito's Andy with an addendum. He says that starts June 1st, Happy Days on MeTV.
Okay.
All right. That explains the gap
I'm
of information.
I'm taping everything. I'm just going to tape the series.
That's pretty good. All right. We have a little more audio here. I want to hear from Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
As you know, every other day, Mike Tyson is releasing social media videos of him working out and shadow boxing, and the dude's still lightning fast. Now, I don't know if he can stand in there for three rounds and fight. He's in his 50s, been working out, wants to fight again. He says for charity, so it'll be an exhibition. And it just so happens that Evander Holyfield is kind of doing the same thing, so it's natural to think, well, these two meet. And by the way, would you want to be the guy that holds up the gloves to Mike Tyson with these lightning-fast uppercuts? What if he misses? What if you bob it? He weaves. You're done.
That's it. You're done. You're done.
All right, well,
I would pay for that. If he's fighting, I'll pay for it.
I absolutely would. And you know me. I don't, pay for boxing or other things. Here's Mike Tyson not ruling out fighting with Evander Holyfield on TMZ.
Is this Holyfield thing between you and him going to happen?
Hey, listen, I'm just having fun, looking good, showing off my new body and stuff. Anything is possible. You know, my ego is starting to get elated and stuff that I'm capable of doing things. But we'll see, right? The future has a lot of things to unhold for us in the future. Mm.
Here's more. Here's
my ego is starting to get elated.
Yeah, he's elated. Showing off my bod at age, what is he? What is Tyson, 57? Here, it says it would be great for sports if he and Holyfield did fight.
Hey, listen, you know, there's a lot of people out there that need help, and something like that can help a lot of people that's in need for help. You know,
right.
That's a lot of money for charity, and that's my life. That's just basically what I'm pretty much embarked on, is just a life of charity and gratitude. No, listen, I don't know if me and Van Ness is going to get in the ring or something like that. That would be awesome for charity, too. Imagine, can you imagine that, me and him going in the ring together, arch enemy, quote, unquote, so to say, doing it for the humanity of people and people less fortunate than ourselves. What would that be like? That is something that's never been done with any entertainer or any sports figure in the history of entertainment and sports.
Mike Tyson.
What?
I don't know. He kind of...
I need close... Is there radio closed caption? Can we have that?
They got a little discombobulated at the end. He's 53. He'll be 54 June 30th. I think it's Holyfield is 57, a little older. Look, they all look good shadow boxing in the gym. And, yeah, Mike Tyson, his body is put back together. Looks good. He could go on our beaches without me making fun of him. No doubt about it.
Can he go the distance? Can he go the 12 rounds if need be?
Or worse. I mean, you know, bones are more osteoporosis. I don't want anybody breaking anything. Do you want to see a couple of 50-year-old guys fighting?
I would pay for that.
I would too, but would it be?
I don't say that lightly.
Would it happen? I mean, would it just? Yeah, can they?
The money is, of course, it could happen. Money is right. Why not? Now, yeah, now the technicality is about, you know, getting your state to sanction them both. Probably would not be an issue, right? Because they're both pretty healthy.
Come to Florida. We let everything happen down here.
That's it. It's fantastic. By the way, Grand Poobah sent a link over about. It's not bad. At some point, maybe we'll get into this. It's pretty interesting. It's what delivery food America is ordering during the coronavirus pandemic, and it goes through every state.
Oh, really?
Some of this stuff is amazing.
I actually want to do that. I think it'd be fascinating. Absolutely.
I got it. Whenever you want, we can do it whenever you want.
The question is whether we start it now or go into the next segment, or and then
maybe we come out of the next segment going right. into.
So but. this is like coronavirus era. What is now like the leading. Order for delivery or?
Yeah, the title of it is What Delivery Food America is Ordering During the Coronavirus Pandemic.
Okay. All right.
And it has every state in alphabetical order. Some is pretty exotic if it's true.
But yeah.
We'll go through it. It's funny.
I like that. And in the 4 o'clock hour, we're going to do our Hollywood and Hoops movie trivia.
Yeah.
Still to come this hour, we. Hey, Rick, indulge me for just a minute. See if we got phone lines, because we're still going to play Craig's Friday Sports Test, but we may not be able to have a caller call it. It may have to be Pete. Might have to be our contestant.
Oh.
Wait a minute. I hear something.
Sounds like air.
That means that. What does that sound mean? We did this yesterday.
Yeah.
White noise.
It doesn't sound good.
No doubt.
Ghosts. Come in, ghosts. Can you hear me, ghosts?
Well, we are still going to play Craig's Friday Sports Test, brought to you by the Boathouse in Naples Bay. And again, they're having a boat rally out there on Saturday. Everybody with a boat, go hang out at Naples Bay. And if you pull up to one of the plentiful docks there at the Boathouse and then order something, it's 25% off until 4 o'clock. Great deal. I mean, they've been bending over backwards, putting out good deals there during this whole coronavirus, and now the restaurants are opening up more and more and up to 50% capacity. They've had a lower price menu out there, and it's great food on top of it. So the Boathouse at Naples Bay, we're going to take care of them. We got that Friday sports test still coming up. Rain, shine, phones, no phones. We're doing it. We're doing it at 3:45.
Yeah.
That's a stone cold lock.
Absolutely.
All right.
Again, today, Governor DeSantis, please, I just retweeted it. Florida are lifting restrictions on youth activities, including summer camps and athletics. The kids have been out of organized activity for a few months, and it's a new pathway back. He thanks Dr. Bonnie White, and Lenny Curry, the mayor of Jacksonville, was there today as well. So, you know, at least we're headed in the right direction here.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, Bill in Naples says he does DoorDash in Naples, and he says everything from Chipotle to Bonefish Grill, all those kind of things, just everything.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to kind of narrow it down with this list.
Yeah.
Was it Grand Poobah that sent it? All right.
I think, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, very good. So we'll do that. Also, a reminder that on Monday, we'll have Super Bowl I. Going to replay it Monday night at 8 o'clock. We've been doing these things. They sound really good. Last night, Rick had to endure his beloved Vikings with Brett Favre lose to Drew Brees and the Saints again in the 2009 NFC Championship game. Still trooper, still showed up to work today.
Hey, that, by the way, that was one of the games that prompted the new overtime rules because, of course, the Saints won the coin flip, kicked a field goal. Vikings never touched the ball another time of that game.
That can happen.
Yeah,
yes,
it can.
All right, so Super Bowl One on Monday, brought to you by Affordable Air and Heat. We are affordable online at affordableairconditioningandheating.com. All right, so we're talking food, movies. We've got the Craig Friday Sports Test from the Boathouse in Naples Bay. We got a lot of fun going on here for the next 45 minutes, so don't go anywhere. Sheeman and Shepherd, it is our third anniversary show. Happy anniversary to us. Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Facebook has turned into a platform where anyone can spew nonsense. Sounds like these guys. Like our Facebook page, 99.3 ESPN Radio. This is Sheeman and Shepherd.
Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app on a Friday. It happens to be Pete and my three-year anniversary together. 3 years of dominating the airwaves on Southwest Florida.
Yeah.
Packer Backer texting in. He's very excited. We're going to have Super Bowl One on Monday. He says, anyone put money on the Chiefs for the Monday night game? That's moderately funny. All right. Coming up, we've got the Craig Friday Sports Test brought to you by the Boathouse on Naples Bay. Don't forget the big boat rally out there. I'll have more details on that in a moment. And we've got run down our Hollywood Hoops movies at 4 o'clock. But, Pete, you have a list, a food list from Grand Poobah helping out with the assist on how the country is behaving and eating and ordering through the coronavirus lockdown. You could pick it up from there.
Yeah, it came out a couple days ago. What delivery food America is ordering during the coronavirus pandemic. So, according to data provided.
A list.
This is according to data now provided by Uber Eats. These were the most popular delivery dishes by state. During the month of March, where the service is available, meaning not all states will be listed here. So,
okay,
Arizona, French fries.
Really? Hanker into some French fries. All right.
Yeah. Anyway.
By the way, how does Uber Eats know what everybody's eating? I know that they can tell you where they picked up the food from, but they look in the bag and find out what we ordered?
Well, I don't know. Maybe the restaurant, maybe the delivery is what they're, I don't know. My Uber Eats, maybe it might be maybe the what they ordered is on so they don't get ripped off. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, okay, all right.
They must have a list of whatever, must have a list. California, you will never get this in a gazillion years. I'll give each of you one guess.
Okay, it's got to be something swanky, something with guacamole, something, not sushi. Is it sushi? Because I wouldn't order that from Uber Eats. All right, that was my guess. Rick, do you have a guess?
Calamari.
Oh.
No.
What is it?
Chicken tiki masala.
Oh.
Why?
Chicken tiki masala. Yep.
I just asked him to stop by In-N-Out Burger and pick me up a double-double.
Yep. All right, moving on to Colorado, another fried dish. It's almost like their version of a poutine, carne asada fries, which is just basically picture nachos dumped on french fries without the nachos. So picture everything you would put on nachos minus the chips.
Okay.
And dump it on french fries.
All right, all right.
Connecticut. Burrito bowl.
A burrito bowl. I like a good burrito bowl. Is that a thing?
No. I mean, yeah, burrito bowl. I mean, it's not a big thing, but it's a salad. It's just without lettuce. It's got guacamole, everything a burrito would have. It's kind of
on a little crispy edible shell. I mean, yeah, I got it.
No shell. Just the burrito bowl without. No edible shell. It's on a plate.
Oh, really?
Spread out. I'm not crazy about the presentation of this dish, but whatever.
You got pictures, too? I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Florida.
What are we ordering in Florida?
Real simple. French fries.
Just like Arizona.
The most ordered dish in Florida, these fried potatoes are no joke. If you want to try your hands at making them yourself, and it says a guide here, but I mean, it's French fries. Yeah, just like Arizona.
Huh.
Georgia, you'll never get this.
It's
an Asian dish.
Really? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet and sour chicken.
No, not a bad guess.
Oh, really?
But no.
Okay.
Pad Thai, which is, noodles and shrimp and scallions. And it's usually served under what do you call it? It looks like one of those big leaves. Anyway,
like a roll up, like that. Something like a lettuce roll up.
Yeah, but it's yeah, but no, not a, no, not like a not a lettuce roll up, but it's just one of the bigger leaves, like not the banana leaves, but something like that.
Okay, all right.
Anyway, Hawaii barbecue mix plate.
Huh.
Illinois.
Well, get some barbecue chicken and put some pineapple in there. You might have yourself a
Hawaiian pineapple
dish.
Well,
why
good
not?
God,
it's
no,
Hawaii.
No. No. There's no pineapple on this dish.
They serve pineapple with everything in Hawaii. I've been twice.
Nope. Right. Not on this dish. Not on my watch. Okay. Illinois, once again, we have a winner of French fries.
This is what you people out there are ordering. How much weight are we putting on as a country?
Here's Indiana. Take a guess at Indiana.
Corn on a cob.
No. Rick, care to take a guess at Indiana?
Bratwurst.
No. It's a theme. It's just a different theme.
Okay. French fries. Not,
yes, but waffle fries.
Waffle fries.
Oh, yeah. Waffle stepping fries. It up. And, you know, I do like a good waffle fry at, like, Chick-fil-A. I really do.
I love waffle fries.
Yeah.
The texture's different. Yeah. Iowa. A poke bowl, which is Hawaiian, and I just would not believe it. Iowa, are you telling me in March that's what people are ordering? Fish, rice, edamame, and all that other stuff that goes in
well, you know, the winters are long and hard. They're dreaming of tropical paradise in Hawaii, so they get a Hawaiian dish and make them feel better. I don't
poke
know.
Bowl? Wow. Kentucky, also a pad thai. It's unbelievable. Man. Everybody loves Thailand, Thai food.
Yeah.
I just find it hard to believe that that is what people are, in the month of March, that's what they ordered.
Yeah.
Louisiana, chips and queso. Okay.
They're ordering that.
I don't like, I think it's crazy to have nacho type anything delivered.
Yeah. First of all.
Unless you're right down the street, unless you know it's going to be there in 5 minutes.
Because it'll get soggy, number one. Yeah, and number two, it's the easiest thing. Even I could make that by myself.
Chips and queso seems like the ultimate in late. I mean, go to the grocery store, pick up a bag of Tostitos.
Yeah.
Preferably dip 'ems, and make your own sauce. And,
yeah.
Geez.
I like scoops.
Maine. Cheese Pazzo pizza. Pazzo bread, which basically looks like Little Caesars pizza. You know how Little Caesars chop? It looks like almost breadsticks when they slice it?
Yes.
It's across, you know, a little bit. That's what it looks like.
Okay.
It's ridiculous. Maryland. Egg, bacon, and cheese. Basically, you know, McMuffin type of thing.
Are they ordering it for breakfast or do they order it all day
yeah,
long? Is it acceptable
I don't know,
to order after 6 p.m.? I mean,
eggs, bacon, and cheese on a bagel.
But do people typically order breakfast to be delivered? Usually that's, you know, in the evening kind of thing. Maybe a lunch.
I don't know, but that's what they're, in the month of March, that's what they're ordering during the pandemic. Massachusetts is a burrito. You know, so again, yeah.
Yeah.
Michigan. More
well, are you surprised by the burrito leading it in
I get you know I'm thinking of takeout and I don't know yeah. I guess I would think pizza would be the most obvious for everything
and
but
it hasn't made
not.
The list yet.
No, it hasn't. Here's pad thai again in Michigan. Everybody did a lot of so three states have gone to Thai food.
When I lived in Michigan,
oh here we go, here we go, Rick Church, Minnesota. During the pandemic now in Uber.
None of these have made sense. So if I typically, if you were saying to me, I'd say like lutefisk.
What is that?
No.
Is that a fish?
Yeah.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh.
No. No. This is not a meat or fish, a poultry or pest at all. This is an Indian dish. And it's a very basic Indian dish that we all could make. And I have, my wife's made it before.
Mm-hmm.
It's an Indian dish and it's. You know, if you know Indian food, you will know naan. It's just basically garlic bread, just Indian style.
Does this surprise you, Rick Church?
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense, does it?
Naan. I mean, that's... I don't get it. It's the most ordered takeout dish in the state.
Hmm.
And, you know, we could bake naan pizza. Very easy to make. Missouri. Here's an interesting one.
Show me,
Stan. I would not order this from Uber because you have to reheat it, I think.
Yes.
Crab Rangoon. I like Crab Rangoon.
In Missouri?
Yeah. While ordering Chinese takeout is an exciting dinner venture if you're thinking about making food at home tonight. Make sure, and it goes on to avoid these cooking apps. But in Missouri, Uber Eats, they love crispy crab rangoon. Except it ain't so crispy if it's been in the car for 20 minutes right. or more.
You know, Montana. You know what? Poet makes a good point here. It says you don't need Uber to deliver pizza. That's they got their own delivery. So maybe that's why they're not making the list with pizza.
That's true. That's true. Montana. Enchiladas.
Okay.
All right. Again, Nevada. Chicken teriyaki bowl.
Wow.
All right. Again, this is all during the pandemic in March. This was the most ordered food. New York. Jerk chicken. Jerk chicken. Any jerk is delicious. But, man, if you have someone, the Jamaican chef, that knows what they're doing and doing it right.
I like jerk chicken over a black bean and rice.
That's delicious.
Top
Absolutely.
Notch, right there.
Absolutely. I had jerk chicken at a hotel in Montego Bay many years ago, and it was to die for. Yeah. Nothing like it.
They know how to do it.
Here's New Jersey. Chicken sandwich. It looks like a McChicken.
Just a plain chicken sandwich.
A Popeyes or Chick-fil-A, chicken sandwich.
See, that's
North Carolina.
Lots of people are pointing out that pizza doesn't, but where are like the cheeseburgers? Where is the spaghetti and the lasagna?
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I don't know.
Nobody orders
North
that
Carolina.
Stuff?
Here's the worst one yet, North Carolina. We just talked about it. What's the worst thing you could order to go?
Tar for Tar Heels? I don't know.
No. What? No. Talked about it. What would you not want to, you know, it would be, you wouldn't order it from Uber because you have to just reheat it.
Nachos. I was going to say nachos because we talked about, but I would probably also shy away from any kind of fish. I don't know why, just on an Uber deal. I don't know.
Ohio, Nacho Fries, which is, again, just a loaded up French fry with cheese all over it and onions and all that stuff. Not cheese, but it's just a whole bunch of cheese, bacon, bits. Yeah. It's just Oklahoma. Now, this is interesting.
Yes.
Spicy tuna roll, which is sushi.
Oklahoma is the first one on the list for
Oklahoma.
Sushi
on the couch, a great alternative.
Okay. Way to step up, Oklahoma.
Oregon, fried chicken. Okay.
Sounds reasonable.
There we go.
Yeah.
Yeah, but again, depending how long, you got to reheat it. And you can't microwave it. You got to put it like in a toaster oven or something if it's, you know.
Oh, I can microwave anything.
No, but there's certain foods. Like if you had French fries, say, from a place.
Yeah.
Even, say, McDonald's or a fast food place, sure. right? And right. you had a bunch left over. You can't nuke them. You got to put them in a toaster oven.
My new microwave has a convection feature on it.
That's different. Okay, that's different. Okay, you got a convection oven. That's different. That's different. Mine does, too. But, and you know, you can put them in the air fryer, too, and do it that way.
But Pete, isn't that true?
To just nuke stuff.
For all these, like, you talk about French fries. I mean, French fries in a car for 20 minutes are not going to be that great either.
No, they're not.
I agree.
You can toast them up. You can toast them up again, but... Anyway, Pennsylvania, kind of obvious, but cheesesteak.
Really?
Yep, most ordered takeout dish is cheesesteak, yep.
Well, Philly cheesesteak, right? Okay.
Rhode Island is a hot dog. I mean, that's ridiculous, right? I mean...
See, I was going to guess that for Illinois because they're known for their hot dogs, right?
I just can't believe in the month of March that in Rhode Island most people are ordering hot dogs. I mean, I don't know. Just it doesn't seem right. South Carolina, here's another one, French fries. I don't see all these states just saying, oh, God, I got to have French fries.
I don't
Make
either.
Them yourself.
I hear you.
For God, there's nothing better than a homemade chip or homemade fry. Tennessee, more pad thai. Everybody loves this Thai food. Texas, same thing. Pad Thai. This is crazy.
These are all states I've lived in. It blows my mind.
Yeah.
Blows my mind.
Carne asada fries. That's the second time we've had that, which is basically everything loaded up on nachos without the nachos, dumping on a bunch of fries. Virginia, French fries.
Yeah.
Skinny ones.
This is about 8 or 9 French fries.
Washington, French fries. These are steak fries. Wisconsin, another one. Crab Rangoon.
Okay.
And that's it.
That's it.
That's it.
Well, now I'm kind of hungry. Wow.
Now I have, if you want to do something later, well, I have the most ordered soups across America. I have the most ordered desserts across America.
You know, I got to tell you, and not to rub it in, Pete, but when I was eating the pastrami ribs from Art, the Bills fan, it was, I remember Elaine when she had soup from the Soup Nazi? She's like, oh my God, I got to
sit down.
Yeah, that's what it was. It was
I have no doubt. I have no doubt.
Oh, man. All right, we need to collect ourselves a little bit here. Coming up in a moment, we've got Craig's Friday Sports Test brought to you by the Boathouse on Naples Bay. Let me see what I'm working with here. So, Rick, still no phones, right? That hasn't been remedied?
No, the phones have not been remedied.
I'm gonna double check. I'm calling the phone number right now. Nothing lighting up at all, right?
No.
Nothing. Okay.
No.
Now, part two to my question before I decide how to proceed. Did you ever find Chris's stash of sound effects for the test?
I did not. Sorry. Man.
Really?
All right. So, yeah, Rick, it's a really cool thing, man. It makes like it sounds like Who Wants to Win a Million?
I can have the dings and the bells that we use in Wikipedia, but that's, you know, I'm not.
All right. We'll use that. Mm. We are not going to sell our good friends, the Boathouse in Naples Bay, short. I'm going to tell everybody now. You got to go there this weekend in particular. Got a boat rally going on out there in Naples Bay. And if you just bring your boat right up to the dock right there at the restaurant and order before 4 o'clock on Saturday, 25% off the bill. 25% off. Boom.
Can't beat that.
You know you know a cool move that I would do? I would take that 25% and I would put that on top of my tip.
Because
these waitresses and waiters, they've been out of work. That would be a cool move to do. But anyway, whatever you want, you're getting 25% off if you pull up to the dock at the Boathouse on Naples Bay. The boat rally there on Saturday should be a lot of fun. They are our sponsor for Craig's Friday Sports Test. But we have had some technical difficulties throughout the week and the phones and Chris isn't here. But we're still going to do it. So, Pete? I'm going to quiz you.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you. But you can use me as a lifeline on one of the three questions.
Fine. It's stuff that happened all this past week.
This week?
Yeah.
I mean, you've been doing your job. You know what's going on.
Pretty much.
All right. So we'll do that. We'll see how that sounds when we come back. Stay with us.
And after 4 o'clock, interesting comments from Larry Scott, commissioner of the Pac-12. Very, very interesting.
Are they?
In a good way.
Are they leader-like or follow the rest of the people? Because I've criticized his
sort
leadership.
Of leader-like. I think it's pretty impressed with what he said.
Okay. All right. Very good. All right. Craig's Friday Sports Test. I'm going to test Pete next. Brought to you by the Boathouse on Naples Bay. Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Check out whatever ridiculous Twitter poll we're running at 99.3 ESPN Radio. Now it's Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN.
Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. It is our third year anniversary show. Congratulations to us. Thank you to you, the listeners.
Yes.
I really appreciate that. You guys have hung by us, man.
You and
everyone individually. Yes, you and you.
Dopey wants to know the last segment, what happened in Wyoming. Maybe you didn't hear me in the beginning. The site that did this said all states would not be represented, so that's why Wisconsin was the last one. So I don't know what's Wyoming.
What a random question. Is Dopey from Wyoming? I mean, it's Wyoming.
Well, no, but he probably heard most of the state. They're all 50 states were represented in that.
All right, as you know, on Friday, it is time for Craig's Friday Sports Test brought to you by the Boathouse on Naples Bay. We're adjusting a little bit here today because the phone's been out all week. We got phone people companies here trying to figure it out as we speak, and so we can't do contestants. And then Chris left on vacation and didn't leave Rick the sound effects that we do.
Yeah. But, hey, real quick.
Yeah, real quick.
Joe Flacco just signed a one-year deal with the Jets worth $1.5 million with incentives can bring up to $4.5 million.
Does he think he's playing? Who? No, but after,
I don't know. Get a job.
Yeah, no doubt. But yeah, and remember, he just had surgery, too. Neck surgery or something like that.
Remember, Joe Douglas, he's a Jets GM. He was a Ravens scout back in 2008.
Gotcha.
Baltimore drafted him in round
one.
Well,
a lot of GMs like to have a nice veteran backup. It seems to work. All right. I was having second thoughts during the commercial break about whether I should have you be my contestant for the Friday Sports Test because, Pete, I'm pretty sure – I'm pretty sure you can go three. Well, have
Rick
three.
Be the, have Rick be the contestant.
I think I'm going to have Rick be the contestant.
Okay, not that's fine.
That he would know less. I'm just all right.
Yeah.
All right, and so Rick, you will.
So there was sports this week. Then is that what you're saying?
There was sports this week, and I know Pete, I didn't want this segment to last for 25 seconds because Pete would. I think Pete would go three for three rather quickly. Not that you wouldn't. I mean, you might as well, Rick. All right, so Rick, do you have your own sound effects there? You got the you got the dinger. You got the buzzer. But if
and you can still use me as a lifeline.
Okay.
Yes. Feel right. free to.
Okay. I'll come up. I'll come up with. I'll come up with. I haven't seen the question, so I'm hoping that I give you a proper lifeline.
But. All right. Very good. All right. So without the effects and without phones, because of the circumstances we're dealt today, it is time for Craig's Friday Sports Test, brought to you by the Boathouse on Naples Bay. Don't forget the boat rally this weekend out at Naples Bay, and you just pull your boat up to their dock and you order and you get 25% off until 4 o'clock on Saturday. Absolutely love it. All right. Question number one for Rick. And this is where we'd have really cool sound effects from Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Anyway, we're going to do it without. All right, Rick.
You know, the funny thing is, too, I actually asked him about this last night. He goes, we don't have phones, so we really won't be able to, you know.
But the last thing I said to him is I've already prepared the questions for the Friday sports test, and we were ready to go.
All right. He said, Pete, I'll email them to you in the morning or something like
Really?
Like he always does.
Stiffed us again. All right.
I looked through all the files. I couldn't find anything. But anyways, all right.
I'm ready. Here we go. Question number one, Rick. If you were a contestant, this would be for $25 at the Boathouse at Naples Bay. We're going to give it to somebody else. No, I'm afraid not. Which university fired its entire cheerleading coaching staff after an investigation found cheerleaders participated in activities that included alcohol and nudity with coaches present?
That, Craig, would be the University of Kentucky.
Ding, 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 ding. Nice job.
Thank you.
That would be worth up to $25 at the Boathouse if you were a real contestant.
Cheerleader stories, I know.
Very good. Yeah. All right, let's see if you can make up to $50. Question number two. NASCAR returned to live racing at Darlington with no fans in the stands. They even held a race on Wednesday night. It was NASCAR's first Wednesday race since 1984. It was shortened by rain. Who won Wednesday night's race at Darlington?
You know, I remember hearing about this, too. So, was it Jared Newman?
No, you can use me as a lifeline if you don't know.
Well, but I still got one more question, Pete. I thought I kind of would maybe have a clue on this.
And there is no Jared Newman. I believe it's Ryan Newman. But
There's not a Jared. Okay.
I'm sure somewhere in NASCAR there's a Jared. But I could give you a hint if you'd like, but you kind of get the wrong answer. Oh, then buzz yourself. You got it wrong.
It's Denny Hamlin.
It was Denny Hamlin.
Hamlin, okay.
The hint would have been he was also this year's
Daytona
500. I'm
saving my lifeline for the last question because I actually thought I would have maybe had a guess on
All right.
What did you say the hint would have been for you, Craig? Because I'm giving the hints. I would have said, what was your hint?
He won this year's Daytona 500.
That wouldn't have helped me.
My hint.
He had a pork product in his last name. Maybe.
No, hang on a second. This is what I would have said to Rick. My hint to you would have been Denny Hamlin was obviously the correct answer. I would have said it rhymes with Jenny Lamlin.
Close enough. That's not bad. That's a really good one.
Pete's a good lifeline.
Yeah. All right. One lifeline left. One question left as we try to get you up to a $50 value at the Boathouse in Naples Bay. Which Dallas Cowboys player was granted conditional reinstatement into the league? In fact, he hasn't played since 2015. Lifelines are available.
Yeah, I knew. I'm probably going to go lifeline, but I really feel like I should know this one too. I remember hearing the story on ESPN radio, and they were. I need a lifeline, Pete.
Dallas Cowboy player and with the most common last name in the United States.
Formerly played with the Raiders and went to college at Missouri, if that doesn't help.
Think of the most common last name.
Smith?
Yes!
That's partial credit. Alden Smith.
Alden Smith.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you said Alden. Okay. Very good. I heard that was Pete.
Well, he said Smith, so I thought it was over. So.
Okay. Well, I was just going to give partial credit. I was going to give him a 1.5 out of a 3. He got it.
All right.
And before somebody texts in and says that Jones is the most popular last name, and it's okay, very well may be. I just went with Smith. So yeah, I know I'm going to get that. Someone's going to text it. Jones is actually the most popular last name in that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right, that's it. That is the Friday Sports Test. We made it through it. Thank you very much, as always, to our great friends at the Boathouse in Naples Bay. Again, stop on by, and if you can stop by in style on a boat, even better, because they're having the boat rally out there in Naples Bay, and you pull up, you get a 25% discount if you pull into the dock and order up till 4 o'clock on Saturday.
Yeah. Craig, when we come back, the Larry Scott comments and also a really interesting list from the AFC.
Okay. All right.
You're gonna love it.
And don't forget, we have our Hollywood and Hoops top 25. Oh. That's also coming up at the 4 o'clock hour.
Oh, that's early, right? That's early in the 4 o'clock hour.
Sure, sure.
All right.
We can be flexible. In other words, we're having a lot of fun here on a Friday. It's our 3-year anniversary show. Scheman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.